Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Shit Podcast, man. We got a special edition today. I'm by myself, but we're going to talk about getting into law enforcement. You guys have been asking for this one for at least the past year. Let's get into it. And we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's, you guys can see here, it's just me by myself here. So we're basically going to be running a different episode. Fresh is in Barbados handling some stuff, but he'll be back, I think, tomorrow. Nothing crazy, guys. It's all good news. So he just had to go over there and do some things. But, yeah, I guess today we're going to be covering something that you guys have requested for a while. We're going to be covering how to get in law enforcement, okay, and whether it's a state, federal, city, municipal, whatever it may be. We're going to cover law enforcement 101, how to get into it. You guys have been asking me this for a very long time, and I'm excited to bring this to you guys. But quick announcement before we get into the show, guys. Number one, rumble.com/freshandfit. Please go check us out over there. If you guys are watching us live on Rumble right now, you're going to see the chat. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you're watching us on a browser or if you're watching us on your computer. And if you're watching us on your phone with the mobile app, you know, go ahead and shoot a Rumble rant in there, or you can, you know, open up another tab and subscribe there. It's only $5, man, for the month. We got a bunch of emotes in there. Mo made a bunch of them. It's funny. So go check us out over there and support us on Rumble, guys. We're also live streaming to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook as well. And if you guys donate, as you guys can see right here, FNF and for life, I think is what it said. It'll show up on screen. I know, as you guys know, we got demonetized about a week ago on YouTube. So if you guys want to still support the show and get involved with the show, you can super chat through the link, okay, at the top of the description or pin at the top of the chat, okay? It's a Streamlabs link. You can go ahead and donate there. And I would really appreciate it because, you know, YouTube takes a cut from the super chat, so it's not as pronounced on Streamlabs. So this might end up working out. For us, you know, you got to overcome and adapt, you know, versus being sad and everything else. I mean, yeah, it's devastating news. It sucks. But, you know, that's what we do, man. I tell you guys all the time on this podcast, learn how to become comfortable being uncomfortable. And right now what we're doing is instead of sitting there and accepting defeat, we're, you know, giving y'all better content quality. We're using a better streaming platform/software to give you guys a better show. As you guys can see behind me here, I got the chat running here on YouTube. Once we switch over to Rumble, you guys are going to always see the Rumble chat on the other side. We got the leaderboards of people that are, you know, subscribing, joining, super chatting. The top super chats are at the bottom. So we're going to continue to give you guys the best experience we can when it comes to watching the podcast. We got some funny things in store for y'all. Bills has been in the back making some funny emotes and stuff like that. Shout out to Bills, man, and Mo. And just for you guys wondering, they're both cousins. So it's great to have family members here on the team. So, but yeah, the after hour show is going to be hilarious with what you guys see, but we're really trying to up the production quality for you guys. Really trying to up the quality. Most people would go ahead and sit like, oh my God, we're demonetized. Boo hoo hoo. Nah, man, we adapt, we overcome, we don't complain. We don't complain over here. And we just make it happen regardless of what happens. So, yeah, super chat to the show guys, because I know, we're going to have a Q&A at the end of this. I pretty much have, a presentation, right? Ready to go. I'm going to talk about law enforcement for an overall perspective. But if you guys got questions, go ahead and super chat them in. Also, we are going to open up the phone lines for y'all. Okay. Yeah, I said it. We are opening up the phone lines on a Monday. And the reason why is because obviously getting into law enforcement, guys, is a very, it's a niche, but it's a large niche because there's so many different agencies. There's so many different levels of agencies. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines for y'all. As you guys know, just like with a call-in show on Friday, you donate to the show, and we'll go ahead and get you on the line faster. And we just answer your questions, right, when it comes to law enforcement, because I know you guys are going to have a bunch. Some of you guys might be in the application process for an agency already, or you're thinking about getting into law enforcement. And, you know, we're pretty much going to answer your questions, man. And like I said before, on this podcast, we teach you how to do everything, whether it's investing, making money, going into certain career fields. And you guys have been asking for this one for a while. A lot of you guys want to work in law enforcement. You want to learn how to become a special agent for one of these agencies. And, you know, it would be a crime for me to not go over this and give you guys some of the sauce that I learned from my 10 years on the job. But before I get into it, I think, also do me a favor, guys, subscribe to our Clips channel, Fresh Fit Clips. It's our other YouTube channel, Fresh Fit on YouTube, and then Fresh Fit Clips. We want to get that channel to 1 million subscribers despite the fact that we're demonetized. So make sure to go check us out over there, rumble.com/FreshFit. And then also we're on Spotify. Mo's uploading every single day on Spotify. All the links are in description. And so got Bills, Mo, give the people an update real quick while I grab something.
You want to start over me? Okay, cool. Well, shout out to all you guys. I already see you guys in the chat, you know, talk about Medium Mo. Yeah, yes, sir. You guys can follow me at BigMo_BITW. That is BigMo_BITW. I'm still going to keep it at Big Mo because it's too officialized for those who, and a lot of you guys were already asking, like, you got to change your name to Medium Mo. I'm like, I still love the Medium Mo, you know, I still see the Medium Mo in the chat, you know what I'm saying? So, but still, you guys can follow me on Instagram at BigMo_BITW. And I see you guys in the Rumble. Yo, flex your Rumble emotes. Flex the emotes on Rumble. You know, shout out to the Discord gang. You know, Cloud Creator, Asset Works, and Minos. They were helping me out. So, you know, thank a lot of them for all of the emotes in the chat. And Bills, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? My name is Jay Bills. I'm a musician. Just want to say thank you guys for all the support and all the love. I definitely see everything that you guys have been sending. Medium Mo, for sure. Also want to give a shout-out to George, a.k.a. M-O-E. He was helping me out with the OBS coding and stuff. I just want to give him a special shout-out. So thank you for that. And, yeah, man, if you guys want to go ahead and follow me, just follow me on Instagram at JBills, J-B-I-L-Z. And I'm just happy to be a part of the FNFM, really, so. Just happy to be here. Appreciate y'all.
And also just want to say for a weight update, 391, it is so officially 109 pounds down. Woo! So, yeah, man. I've already been seeing you guys in the chat like, damn, Mo looking smaller. Yeah, you know, this whole thing is just a little Myron plan, you know what I'm saying? You know, so thank you guys. Thank you guys for noticing. I've been seeing you guys in the chat noticing. I've been seeing you guys in the DM for noticing. And big ups to LA Fitness. Yes, that is me. So don't worry. A lot of people have been asking. Yes, that is me. So, yeah.
Bam. And let's hit the super chats real quick before we get into it. I got some receipts for y'all that I'm going to show you guys here. I just grabbed, which I don't think I've ever revealed all of them for y'all, but we will reveal them on this episode. Let's go ahead and read some of these. So we got John Greatest goes, $50. Could you invite Adam Green from No More News to your podcast? He's an expert on Christianity and Judaism. He would explain how these religions shape our social and political world and predict/prepan our future by using Bible verses themselves. Mo can look into that. Mo, can you write that name down? And then who else? Anything else? And then any Rumble rants?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get these Rumble rants on screen, and then we'll get into the topic at hand.
Okay.
Hey, guys, do me a favor. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, or if you're watching us on Rumble, open up another tab on YouTube and watch us on YouTube as well and hit that like button, guys, because as you guys know, we're demonetized. So what we want to do is we still want to be able to hit the algorithm nice and hard. And the way for us to do that is by you guys liking and engaging with the video. And this one's going to be an important one, man. Anyone in your family that wants to get into law enforcement, I want you to go ahead and send them this video so that we can make sure that we help guys get the proper information into getting into this career field. Okay. What type of career can I do in law enforcement with a business administration degree? Love you guys. Pause. Here's the thing. With a lot of these agencies, guys, they just want a bachelor's. They don't care necessarily what it's in. They just want a bachelor's. Zylos donate $5. Goes, I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur of 400K liquid. I want to get into real estate, but I don't qualify for a loan. Should I just buy in cash, or what are some options for me? I would say bring your credit up, okay, and try to go ahead and find a lender that will work with you. Since your credit isn't that great, but you could buy a house cash, but keep in mind that buying a house cash a lot of times isn't the best move because you'll end up spending all your capital and you could have bought maybe two or three houses with that 400K versus just buying one cash. Yeah, you'll get more cash flow, but you're going to spread yourself thin and deplete all your fiat currency, which a lot of times you don't want to do that. So what I would say is try to find a lender that will work with you. That makes sense. Just understand that you're more than likely going to get not the best terms, but it's okay. You can improve your credit. So focus on building your credit up. Anybody else? Jared Murr goes, 10 bucks. What type of careers can I do in law enforcement with a – no, sorry, we read that one. 21 Entrepreneur, read that one. Anything else?
Load in the Rumble Rants. We're just filtering them real quick.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got some Rumble Rants here, guys. So, guys, like the video, man, please. Okay, while you guys load the Rumble Rants, let me go ahead and go into get it right into it, okay? So, guys, real fast, okay, while they go ahead and filter these Rumble Rants, because y'all be acting crazy over there on Rumble. Let me tell you guys a little bit about my professional background, right? Because obviously the person that's going to dispense this type of information needs to be qualified, okay? So as you guys know, I'm a former Special Agent of Homeland Security Investigations. I was from 2010 to 2020, I was employed by the agency. My EOD was July 6, 2010. Yep, July 6, 2010. That was my entry on duty. And I came in as an intern, okay? Which as an intern, I was paid and I was a government employee, et cetera, but I was like a GS like 4 or something like that, right? Which is like basically nothing. And that would be what you would call like a co-op level type thing, right? And after I graduated from college, I completed, you know, my internship in good standing. They basically converted my job series from student trainee to special agent, which is the 1811 job series code, okay? And I became an agent on September 6th, 2013. I EOD'd as an agent. And then I left the government December 4th of 2020, okay? I started my career in Laredo, Texas. I was in a human smuggling group / human trafficking group, and I've explained the difference between human smuggling and human trafficking on other podcasts. They're very different, guys. If you guys want me to go into it, I can, you know, if it comes up as a question. But I did that in Laredo, Texas. I also did a bunch of narcotics investigations while I was there because the Southwest border is literally like a, you know, it's the Wild West, man. So if you're dealing with people that are smuggling aliens, you're also going to be dealing with people that are also smuggling drugs, right? Because it's not like criminals say, oh my God, I only do this type of business. Most of the time, criminals are involved in any type of business is going to make the money. So, you know, smuggling drugs and smuggling aliens goes hand in hand. You know, it's very often that someone that was moving aliens would also move a couple kilos of coke while they were doing it. So I started in Laredo, Texas. I graduated the academy in August of 2014. Actually, hold on, it's the 28th. That was, wow, it's been 9 years. So check this out, guys. That's crazy. So I got receipts here. You can hit camera two real quick, guys. So just to show you guys that I am not a capper here, here is my actual graduation certificate from, and I know I'm doxing myself, but whatever, it is what it is. Oh, y'all know my real name anyway. HSI Special Agent Training Course, HSI SAT 401, this 21st day of August 2014. So I got the real credentials here. I got receipts for real, okay? And that was what I got about almost 9 years ago, a little over 9 years ago now, man. It's crazy how time flies. But yeah, I graduated. I also went through a criminal investigator training program, CITP. Here is my CITP certificate as well, okay, from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. Graduated that in 2020. What's that sound? Y'all hear that? I can hear some sound. Check. Can y'all hear it? Okay.
I hear it.
Yeah, I hear it, but –
is it like a drink or something?
No, no.
One of these mics is on. Hold on.
Yeah, one of the mics are on. Just mute all of them except for mine. There we go. Oh, okay. I think it was gone. Audience, can y'all hear that?
Yeah,
they can definitely hear that.
They can hear it? Let's see here. Give us 1 second, guys. A little bit of technical difficulties.
Is there something cooking?
Is it gone now?
Is the headphone on any of the mics?
All right. All right, I'll keep going.
All of them are off.
I think it's going down.
Yeah, it just went away. That was weird.
And then here is another award I got, guys, for being an expert shooter at the academy. Expert shooter. Okay, that's why I always make the jokes. I don't miss. And then here is an award I got, the Excellence in Law Enforcement Award in 2019, which is basically the Director's Award for ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, which, you know, I'm very proud of. This is for a case that I did back then. That involved a huge smuggling organization out of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos and Canada and a bunch of other stuff. There was actually a press release on it as well from one of the arrests that I made right before I left the agency, matter of fact. But yeah, man, as y'all can see here, I got receipts upon receipts. So definitely qualified to talk about this and teach you guys the ins and outs of going into law enforcement. I think it should be that way. If anyone's going to go ahead and try to dispense advice on the internet, they need to be certified and accredited in what the hell they're talking about. So there's nothing wrong with questioning people's backgrounds and making sure that they're qualified to talk on a subject. But I just showed y'all the receipts, man. 1080p. You know, I really was out here, you know, doing this. So anyway, so from 2014 to 2018, I was in Laredo, Texas. And then in 2018, I moved to the Miami field office. And while I was there, I went ahead and it was also put in a human smuggling slash human trafficking group. No, in a human smuggling group there. But I also did drug investigations as well, because as you guys know, same thing. What is that noise, guys? We got to fix it. We might have to reset the mixer. Are we going to reset it? All right. So, guys, give us 1 second. We're going to reset the mixer real fast to make sure that that sound gets out of here, and then we'll continue on with the show. So, Mo, you going to do it right now?
Hey, Myron. You guys got me? Yeah, hello? All right, so, okay, so I just wanted to say that thank you guys for everything, and, you know, that's just awesome. Yeah, I hear you guys. I hear you guys on my stream, but I don't hear you guys through the phone. Okay, so right now I'm going to community college on scholarship. I just wanted to know what would be best to transfer with, or what I should change my degree in.
So we got it handled, Bill? I answered his question. We're fine. We can move to the next caller.
All right.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling into the show. All right. Who's up next?
We have, because these just came in right now.
Okay. Hey, guys, do me a favor. We got 1.7K of you guys watching on YouTube right now. Do me a favor and please like the video. Let's get up to 100% engagement on Fresh and Fit.
6990. 6990, you're up.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, what's up, man? Fresh and Fit, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Can you hear us, by the way?
Hello, can you
just cut off. He was cutting off. Can you hear us right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
All right. Ask your question, bro.
Hey, man. I just wanted to ask. It's not about. It's really about maintaining the frame. I'm kind of like you was at the beginning when you first started the person saying you were really hot headed. I kind of have some of those traits, and I'm trying to really suppress that when I meet some idiots or some blue pill losers. I really have a higher term, maintain the frame. I'm trying to see exactly how did you maintain or adapt those traits.
Bro, yeah. So for me, I looked at it because I understood that being a hothead, it was just going to be a matter of time until I had to deal with some potential consequences that I wasn't willing to deal with. So being a hothead is something that you want to definitely get in check and figure out, because anger and not being able to control it, bro, can absolutely put you in a precarious situation. Remember, as a man, when you show anger, there's a higher likelihood that you can get in trouble, go to jail, you know, lose your job, lose your livelihood. So you have to be able to put those things in check, man. You have to as a man.
Man, you got the life savers, man. You got to change my life. I've only been watching since January. I'm only 22, and I just closed on my first property. You got to watch your videos, man, so I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Awesome, bro. Awesome. Okay, we'll hit the next call, bro, because your phone is kind of in and out a bit, but I got the gist of what you were saying, so I appreciate that. Guys, what he said was he lost 30 pounds. He closed on his first property. He's 22 years old. So after watching us, I think, starting in January. So shout out to you, bro. That really means a lot. Who's up next?
Man.
Take it easy, bro. Next up, we got 3816. 3816, you're on the line right now.
Hello, hello.
Yes, can you hear us?
What's up, brother? Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. I know you were having trouble. I can hear you guys.
All right, what's your question?
Basically, I just wanted to basically just say thank you for, you know, being such an inspiration to everybody out there in the community. I'm the oldest in my family, and you know, I had a great dad, a great mom, but I never really had anybody to kind of look up to as like a older, you know, sibling. And Myron and Mo, you guys have kind of been that for me. And through watching you guys, I kind of realized that how bad of an example that I've been setting for my siblings. So I've really been getting my ducks in a row, getting my health in line, working to get more experience and make more money. And yeah, it's, I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, doing what you need to do, even when you don't feel like it, and inspiring everybody else.
No worries, man. I appreciate you reaching out and checking it and showing that love, man. Who's up next? And then we'll go back to the chats after.
Let's see. All right. Next, we got 9584. 9584, you're up.
Hey, what's going on, Myron? I just sent a super chat in about getting a job, and I just wanted to give you a few minutes. Basically, I'm super young. I'm 21. I work out super disciplined, and I know it could bring a lot of value to you guys. Anywhere that I've ever worked, I've always been the top person, whether it's when I first started out in high school dishwashing, top dishwasher, moved up to cooking, was a top cook, and I was actually making a dollar less than the head chef because I did everything there. I also was working a job on top of that, truck driving for a company, same company, was also the top person there. Super hard worker, charismatic, I'm sharp, and really can honestly do anything. And that's honestly my top, you know, skill set is being able to learn anything and being able to adapt to honestly anything. And really, you know, what you guys do for people, I see the value in that. And being able to bring value to you guys and everyone else and just helping Fresh and Fit become better overall would be something that I would be really good at.
How about this? Hit up Mo, DM him on the side, BigMo_BTW, right? And let him know that you're, yeah, BITW. And hit him on the side and then and let him know what skills you have when you go from there.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. And I got a cousin that's in law enforcement as well. So respect the blue and respect everything that you guys, man. So I appreciate it.
Appreciate that, man. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Cool. Who's up? Who's up next?
Next, we have 7402. 7402, you're up. 7402,
hey,
you're up.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been watching you guys since the beginning of last year of January. My main question is, I was talking to my cousin about real estate, and I live in California. I don't have much capital, but I'm projected to make six figures within a year. And I don't know. And my cousin is convincing me to do condos over a house. What do you think about that?
Condominiums typically aren't the best investments because you have to pay an HOA fee, guys. So, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, there's some situations where buying a condo might make sense for you, but in general, if I was investing in a real estate property and my goal was to get cash flow, I wouldn't invest in a condo because the HOA fees could easily cut into your profits. Unless it's in like a desirable area and you can Airbnb it. But in general, I would always go with a regular house or a duplex or a triplex over a condominium.
Got it. Just another to add to what you're saying. Can you do a duplex and a triplex house hack with a condo, or is that impossible?
Can you do a duplex or a triplex with what, house hacking, you said?
Yeah, with condos.
Yeah, you can if it's a condo that's like has multiple units, but typically no, because a condo is nothing more than an apartment that you own, kind of. So you won't be able to house hack like that. Unless like it's like a big condo and you're going to like rent out a room or two in it. That's one way I guess you can kind of pseudo house hack, but in general, no.
Okay. All right. That's
right.
That's pretty much everything. I appreciate you guys.
Cool. No worries, man. And guys, let's try to keep it focused on law enforcement questions here. I don't mind answering your entrepreneurship questions too, but let's prioritize if guys have Leo questions, and then we can go with the general stuff after. So where are we at here, Mo? Or we can go back to the chats while you keep screening phone calls.
Going back to the chat.
Okay. Bills, what do we got here?
Got you right now.
Okay, so we got here, Alboys. Hope y'all stay safe during the hurricane. Thank you, Alboys. I appreciate that, $2. Robert goes, what would be the best path for 18-year-old scholarship? Also, thanks for the value. Get your degree. It's a scholarship, so you're going to get free college, so just get your degree and go from there. Robert goes, this show couldn't have come at a better time. Going to school on a scholarship, I signed up for one-on-one this morning to ask about this. Was that?
He was just on the line earlier, though.
Oh, okay. King Darula goes, thoughts on getting a master's? Just graduated with a BS in computer science, but I'm wondering if working on financial security and business is more valuable than going back. Would you ever go back? I would love to, but I think I'm a little too famous at this point to go back. Yeah, they'd recognize me immediately. Wait, go back to that question real fast. I was just trying to answer the second one. Is more valuable than going back. Would you – what was that last part there?
Oh, would you ever go back?
Would you ever go back?
Yep.
And he's asking just
– thoughts on getting
getting a master's. I wouldn't get the master's, bro, unless you're – I would say get the master's if your employer is going to pay for it, or you can get it for next to free. But you don't want to put yourself in more debt for no reason. You know, only pursue a higher level education degree if you know you can, like, you know, being a lawyer, being a doctor, like that's going to require higher education. But however, you'll be able to get that money back when you get into that profession. So I wouldn't invest in getting a master's degree unless you got something 100% lined up or your current employer is going to pay for it. All right. And again, guys, if you guys want to super chat into the show, go ahead and hit the Streamlabs link at the top. That's how you super chat. That's our new super chat button. YouTube doesn't get a cut of it to the same degree. So you're actually helping us out a lot more. Hello, Myron. If I had a background check for HSI and say I had family members who are illegal immigrants and do not have papers, would that disqualify me from the position and affect my family members? That is a very good question. So if you have family members who are illegal immigrants and do not have papers, I don't think it'll disqualify you because they're not going to necessarily hold you accountable for decisions that your family made. And I don't think that it would mess you up because especially now. So, okay, I'll give you all the dirty little secret when it comes to immigration. Immigration enforcement, guys, is 100% contingent upon whoever's in office, okay? As you guys know, illegal immigration in the United States is a touchy subject, and typically when you got a Democrat in office, they almost never enforce illegal immigration laws. But when you have a Republican in there, they typically will. So since Biden's in the situation, more than likely, assuming your family members aren't illegal aliens and committing crimes, nothing's going to happen to them. Like ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, they prioritize criminal aliens 90% of the time. They don't necessarily just go after people for being illegal. So as long as your family members aren't committing crimes, you'll be all right. Ruben Alejandro, what can I start doing as a first-year college student to build my resume to be more competitive when applying to law enforcement agencies? Experience, dude. Nothing beats experience. Military experience, law enforcement experience, get your feet wet with a local police department or sheriff's office. That is going to be the best experience. Education cannot replace actually being on the job. Richard goes, you should do a show on Tyrese from Fast and Furious have to pay $20,000 in child support. Yeah, bro, that's an L on his part, man. Holy, man, that was. And don't worry, I know you guys have been sending me a bunch of DMs on Simp Harvey. We'll cover him on Wednesday, guys. Don't worry. We will definitely cover him on Wednesday. That's going to be hilarious. Oh, Lord, how the chickens have come to roost, huh? Goddamn. Brutality. Two questions real quick. Do these same qualifications go for firefighters and EMT looking to become a wildland firefighter? Second, any recommendations on protein? Powers trying to bulk 5'10", 160. Okay, not necessarily. If you're going to be a firefighter, the background checks aren't going to be as stringent, but they're definitely going to do a background check because you're still going to be considered a state/government employee. And then recommendations on protein powders. It doesn't matter, bro. Any protein powder is going to work as long as it's a whey isolate. You'll be fine. Just get a high quality protein and you'll be fine, right? Oh, Golden Standard, Adamatized, these are all good brands. It doesn't really matter. Mo, can I get another one? And I got a spill on aisle 6 over here. I accidentally kicked the can. What else we got here?
Actually, because he said S word, restream. Goodbye, Twitch.
Twitch. You know what? Kill Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook. Guys, come on over to YouTube real quick. Come on over to YouTube or Rumble right now. We'll kill Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook from this point forward, and we'll continue answering the questions. Yeah. Just like alcohol thing. And another one. Are we killing the other streams?
Yeah.
Let me know.
They're killed already.
Oh, you killed them already?
Yeah, I'm about to get the chats back on stream for you.
Thank you guys so much for bearing with us. And shout out to Bills in the back making a bunch of things happen. We got here, Nigel 51. I'm 29, don't have a degree, but really interested in HSI. Worked 60 to 70 hours a week as a security guard. Is it too late for law enforcement. No, it's not, my friend. It is not. Definitely apply. I think HSI might want a bachelor's degree. So I would double check. We can go look at the site if you really want to. But yeah, double check. I'm almost certain they want a 4-year degree or equivalent in experience. Who else we got here? Jesus Bertil goes, CBP is another great pathway to get into HSI. Other agencies, no degree required, $145,000 a year potential with overtime. Yes, absolutely. It is, Jesus. A lot of times, Border Patrol agents and CBP officers can make more than HSI agents because they actually get overtime. So good point there. Meyer, can you talk about it's recommended to go military than law enforcement for what is optimal to get front run into law enforcement and have the inside track to move through the ranks, clearances? Can you talk about it's recommended? Why it's – I think you mean to say why it's recommended. The reason why, guys, is that when you're military, you get a veteran's preference when you apply for any type of federal job. So there's going to be veteran-only announcements that you'll be able to apply for. When you have military experience, it looks good. It'll make you a shoo-in for a lot of local police departments. So military is definitely an awesome segue into the law enforcement world. I mean, most agents that I know have prior military experience or prior military service. So it will absolutely help you with getting into that job field. And then also, if you have a clearance in the military, they can transfer that clearance over. That's also another reason as well why it's important, because if you already have a clearance from the Department of Defense, a lot of the times other agencies will respect that and they'll accept that background check, right? They might do their own little background check just to, you know, tie up some loose ends that other background check might have done with DOD. A lot of agencies will go ahead and accept it because it saves them money, man, because it costs a lot of money for them to do a background check on you. Hey, Holland, I needed this transplant yesterday. Put a brother on. Yeah, bro. I mean, like I said, I did a traditional hair transplant, you know, with cutting the strip in the back of your head and then taking the skin and then the hair follicles are there and then just plug it into your parts. But there's a bunch of different hair transplants. But don't worry, I will do a hair transplant, an episode on hair transplants for y'all. Just like this one right now. You guys have been asking for this law enforcement episode for a while, and we're giving it to y'all. So that hair transplant episode is coming soon. I might do it with Minister Jab because I know he did one too. And he did a different one than I did. I did it the traditional with the slice in the back of your head. He did it with the, I think, the FUE, if I'm not mistaken, where they just, like, take grafts and put them in there. Brian goes, I think I'm already past preventing. I have multiple broken and missing teeth. This is why the dentist is so intimidating to me. I'll spend the money to fix them. Just terrify the dentist. Hey, man, you got to face your fear, my friend, and just go over there and do it, man. You just got to do it, okay? Who's up next?
We got some Streamlabs if you want to read.
Streamlabs? Yeah. Shout out to all y'all. And again, guys, if you want to super chat into the show, you can either send in a Rumble rant or you can go ahead and click the link to Streamlabs. Either way, whatever's more convenient for you to get involved in the show. I really love answering your questions. We've got the phone lines open as well, 505-605-9740. This is a Q&A on law enforcement. No, the only one of its kind, really. And, you know, we're just giving you all the sauce. Okay, what are some of here? Okay. Elmo. God damn, man. Stupid. We're spilling shit all over the place. Sorry, guys. We got, where are we at here?
Right here. Myron, I fucking love you. Right here.
Oh, Myron. Okay, this is from Abdullah. Tip $1, Myron, I fucking love you. I'm currently 178 pounds, 5'8", 16 years old, junior high school, and I've been trying to get some girls, but my game is kind of bad. You got any advice on how I could talk to girls? Bro, you're 16. You're 16. Enjoy your youth, bro. Like, you shouldn't even be worried about women right now. What are you doing? Enjoy your youth. You only get this time to not pay bills and be a kid. Enjoy your youth, bro. Go play sports. Go hang out with your friends. Build lasting relationships that will last you for decades. Worry about the women later, bro. Only Sam's goes $10. I have a BS/MS in math and worked in accounting, finance, and analytics. I have transcribed all the after hours with the girls and created an FNF Ho database for every girl you have had since the first pod. I emailed Mo back a while to show, but no response/help. We already got a guy doing that, right, Mo? That has all the analytics on the chicks.
Yeah.
But I mean, go ahead and send it, Mo. What's your email? Big Mo.
Bigmo.bitw@gmail.com.
Bigmo.bitw@gmail.com. If you have IG, Bigmo_bitw, and or if you're on Discord, Bigmo_bitw or Bigmo.bitw. If you're in Discord, you'll see me the easiest, or Instagram.
Bam. All right. Who's up? What else we got here? I'm bald at 29, not looking, not bad looking. I'm lean 5'10", but being bald took 3 points off for sure. I'm probably a 4-5 now. I feel like I'm fucked. No, bro. A lot of guys look good bald. Pause. You know, a lot of the coolest dudes are bald and they do well.
Like Big Mo.
But yeah, bro, you just because you're bald doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to get any girls. But hey, if you can go ahead and salvage your hair, do it. Absolutely do it if you can. You know, I'm a big proponent of looks maxing everything that's in your favor. So, you know, you're dealt the hands that you're dealt, but that doesn't mean that you can't use those hands to the best of your abilities. Razor 390 goes, internships are key. I did an internship at FLETC and Glencoe and also my university PD. Volunteer plus ride-alongs, get that experience. Agencies love to see that initiative you have, and you have something for interviews. Also research the agency's last mission. Yes, absolutely, guys. Woo. That's actually a really good point. And from Razor 390, if you guys really want to get in, you can absolutely do ride-alongs with your local police department. A lot of times they'll let you do it. And then also whatever agency that you're going to work for, know their mission. Okay. So for example, if you want to work for the DEA, you know that they're the lead agency for drug enforcement in the United States at the federal level. They investigate Title 21 violations, right? Title 21 is the drug laws. If you want to go ahead and apply for the FBI, know that they're the lead agency for terrorism and they, espionage and public corruption. If you want to do HSI, know that they're the lead agency for human trafficking, human smuggling, drug smuggling. You know, they basically enforce laws that have anything to do with interstate and or foreign commerce, right? ATF is the lead agency when it comes to firearm regulation in the United States. So you want to know that you want to know a good amount about the agency so that when you go and you go to that interview, you don't look like a moron. You understand the mission, you know what they do, and you can tailor your answers based on the mission at hand for the agency. So good point, my friend. Mario Cavazos, what's up, Bill? Shout out to you, Myron, and thank you for all you do. You're an inspiration. Shout out, Big Mo. Keep grinding on your weight loss journey. You're an inspiration as well. Shout out to you, my friend, Mario Cavazos. This is Taj the Beast, phone number ending in, okay, we got him. I'm having a really hard time figuring out what I want to do, and this is from Pre-Game Mar. What I want to do mostly, I've decided to pursue my CS degree, and I want to go get into federal government. Two questions, one probably stupid. If I get hired for a computer job with the FBI, do I ever see the field? If you are going to be an analyst or like a tech guy, you probably won't be out there in the field, and maybe in rare situations where an agent needs you there to help them out with some equipment or whatever. But it's a great way and a fantastic way to get your foot in the door so that you can eventually become an agent with them. So take the job, guys. Absolutely take the job and then work your way up the ranks. Pre-game, Mar, we got $5. Second question, I would also love to own my own business, so I'd like to know what kind of social media presence you'd be able to have and whether or not it's plausible if I were to get hired under the federal government. Okay, fantastic question. I'm going to be honest with y'all. If you guys want to work for the federal government and you're going to carry a clearance, you don't want to be on the internet. That's just how it is. That's the cold hard truth that, it, you know. If you're going to have a clearance, guys, and work for the government, you don't want to be on the internet like that, okay? Because you don't want to bring undue attention to yourself. You don't. That's what happened to me. Look at me as an example. We had just hit 10,000 subscribers, and then bam, next thing I know, they're bringing me in. We weren't even really like viral like that yet. Right. This is weeks before I had the infamous, you know, punish bad behavior TikTok video. So just with 10K subscribers, they're already onto it and knew that I was doing this YouTube channel and I was about to blow up. So having a clearance and becoming famous don't mix, guys. It's like oil and water. So if you want to get into, you know, you want to be an influencer, et cetera, it's going to directly contradict your mission with the agency that you work for, especially if you're holding a clearance. So if you are going to try to do both, be prepared to give up one at some point. You know, you can go ahead and do the double dance for a bit, right? Stave it off for a year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years. But at some point, your superiors are going to find out as you make more of an impact on social media, and they're probably going to have a point of contention with it, especially if you're talking about taboo topics. If you're going to do an outside job and be an influencer, it's got to be super clean, super clean. I'm talking like fitness only, nothing. Like you're not even swearing in your videos. You know, like you're like super positive and hunky-dory and blah, blah, blah. Like you're going to, yeah. So that's what I would suggest if you're going to go that route. But it's very difficult to be an influencer and also maintain a clearance with the government, bro. You're going to have to make – because to maintain a clearance, you're going to have to be really secretive. To be really secretive, you're going to have to hide your Instagram, hide your social media profiles. But to grow your business from a social media perspective, you need to be out there and be transparent. So you see how the two conflict with each other? But good question. You guys are – this is a lit show, man. Give me one to the chat if you guys are enjoying this show, by the way. Give me one to the chat. I want to get a temperature check here. Give me one to the chat if you guys are really getting value out of this episode. Give me twos if you aren't. And if you're going to say no and put a two, please put what you want to discuss there instead. But give me ones if y'all are getting value from this thing. You guys are learning more about law enforcement, answering some of your entrepreneur questions. And if you're not getting value, give me a two and tell me specifically what you want to talk about. Okay, I want to make sure all y'all get this value. All right, so I see someone put like one, a two or whatever. Someone said two, where's Fresh? Fresh is in Barbados right now, guys, handling some family stuff. Nothing crazy. He just it's nothing bad. But he just had to go out there for a bit. He'll be back, I think, tomorrow. Two, travel credit card. That will be probably next week or the week after. But we will cover travel credit cards. Don't worry. Anything else? Okay, I see mostly ones. I think I saw one or two twos trolling because they didn't put anything behind it. Discuss how you level up the ranks. Did you guys see that in the chat?
Yeah, I think they're talking about the law enforcement. Like,
we talked about that earlier. Yeah. Brown nosing is a big way to do it. All right, where are we at here? Oh, you know what? Let's hit the phone lines because I know someone had a – let's hit the phone lines. And then we'll go back to these chats as well. Again, guys, Rumble Rants or Streamlabs, if you guys want to super chat into the show or Rumble Rant into the show. If the Rumble chat isn't too crazy, guys, maybe we could put on the side. I don't know, Mo. You tell me. They're still going crazy in there?
It's definitely right. Crazy.
It is going – okay. Shout out to Rumble, man. Y'all are crazy over there. All right. Go ahead.
9679 Taj. My boy, Taj.
Yo, what's up, man? Welcome.
Taj,
yo,
what up, brother?
Yeah, we got you.
What's good, Mo?
Hey, yes, sir.
I got a law enforcement question. I recently made the decision to get into law enforcement. I've started looking at a few different agencies. I'm in the process of applying for one of them in Florida. And
okay.
There's one thing that's kind of making me hesitate a little bit, and it's a situation that stemmed from about 2 years ago. I my former job, I used to work as a behavior technician with autistic children, and I had a client. Let's just say it was Company A and then Company B, right? So I was working through this with this client through Company A, and meanwhile. She informed me, and by the way, all the hours through these companies are billed through Medicaid or different insurance providers. And I was working with her through Company A, and then she later informed me a few months later about Company B. And she told me that I could, you know, have additional hours, make some extra money with them. I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. So fast forward, I got on with Company B, and I was working, I was billing the hours simultaneously. She later was informed through Medicaid that is prohibited and that the same employee the hours can't overlap. So we tried to come up with a way to, you know, still make this work. And she basically told me that, you know what, you can bill the hours through Company B, but you don't have to physically work them, right? And something told me to record that conversation. It was a verbal instruction that she gave me, and I recorded it just to save my own ass because I felt like it was a little weird, but I still went ahead and did it.
Uh-huh.
And so over the months, she started trying to use that to take advantage of me by asking me to do different kinds of favors for her, such as staying at the house past like 10 o'clock, and then she wouldn't show up until 12 a.m. and shit like that. Uh-huh. And just kind of, you know, just taking advantage of me. So eventually when I started declining her favors, she basically ratted me out and got me fired from Company A and Company B.
Okay.
And it was a little spiteful. I got fired through Company A first, and then I still had access to the system through Company B. So I kind of, in spite, billed for like an additional month before she caught on and clipped from that too. It was a 1099 job, Company B, and now that I'm planning to get into law enforcement, I'm kind of like nervous about it because after all that concluded, a few months later, an investigator showed up to my grandmother's house asking for me. And it was a Medicaid investigator, like fraud investigator. And I got a lawyer on it and, you know, talking to the lawyer and the people on that side. I gave him the audio recording and, long story short, we haven't heard from them since, and it's been a year now. It's not on my record. I wasn't charged with anything. And my lawyer basically said that our case is so good to the point where they just seem to have stopped giving a fuck about it. And I don't really know, like, what to do as far as part of me wanted to kind of not really disclosed it on the applications, even though there's not really many questions to ask about it, besides one saying if you ever been terminated from any jobs. And I've put jobs I've been terminated from, but I didn't put that one because, one, I didn't really deem it as a real job considering I didn't physically work and it was a 1099. So I just kind of wanted your input and your opinion on how I should go about it because, like I said, it's not on my record. It doesn't seem to be attached to me. My lawyer deems the case dropped, but I don't really know.
Okay. That's a complex one. No. I get it. That's a pretty complex one. So just so I can make sure that I have everything here in line. So you worked for a job. While working at that job, one of the managers that was above you kind of abused your kindness to a degree. You were able to record her surreptitiously, giving you instruction that might have contradicted policy. And then what ended up happening is when you no longer wanted to give her these favors anymore, she used that against you and got you fired from both jobs, from both companies. And then you're worried that that firing might come back and bite you in the ass during the course of your background investigation for this law enforcement agency that you're currently applying for now. Is that correct in general?
Yeah, it wasn't a supervisor. It was the mother of the child that I was working with.
Okay. All right. So, Okay. So, in this situation, bro, it's better to be transparent than not be transparent because you don't want that to come out and then bite you in the ass later on. So if it comes up, obviously be honest about it, be forthcoming about it. You said your background check's been going on for a year?
No. I'm saying since the investigator came and talked to me and my lawyer, it's been a year since we last heard from them after my lawyer last spoke to them.
Okay, but what about the law enforcement process? Like, are you still going through the background check? Where are you in that?
I just started applying.
Oh, you just started applying?
Yeah.
So I would mention that you've been fired from that job, and then you could say can't explain, put like in parentheses, can't explain or whatever, because it probably will come out during the course of your background check, but it's better for you to kind of put it out there and explain it from your perspective than they go out and they hear it from them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
Do you think that would be something that would disqualify?
It depends, man. Every agency is different, but if you have a plausible explanation from like what you told me, right, I think you should probably be okay.
Okay. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but you definitely want to get out ahead of it and disclose it, right? On your type of with your explanation versus they find out during the course of their investigation, then they come back and grill you on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that way you can brace for the hit. You can let them know, yeah, this woman's biased. You know, she had an issue with me, personal issue with me, blah, blah, blah. So they kind of know that going in. Because they probably will get a hold of her to some degree or find out.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't put it past them, but yeah. I appreciate it.
No worries, brother. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just like I said before, man, be honest, be transparent, you know, get out ahead of it. It's better for them to hear from you than there. Like, you don't want a small problem to come in and look crazy because you didn't want to be forthcoming. All right. Never lie on your applications. All right, brother. Who's up next? Good question though.
We have 3534. In the chat.
Go ahead, 3534. And guys, we are going to have an after hours tonight. I think we're just waiting on Chris. So don't worry. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Hey, so I had a couple questions for basically getting into law enforcement. My first option is the military, but okay. I think they are a little bit more strict. I talked to my dad and one of my uncles, and he said basically I don't think I'll be able to get in. So two things. The first thing is that's my first option, but it's looking pretty unlikely. So I'm thinking Border Patrol, I'm getting emails from them and stuff like that.
You should be able to get into the military easy, especially if you're going to enlist. You just take your ASVAB and you're good.
Yeah, so the first thing should be pretty simple. I was in Wyoming a while back, and I had a dab cart. Of weed, right? Originally, they had measured it at a felony, and then they had later remeasured, and they're like, actually, no, it's a misdemeanor. And then I took a plea, and I got that basically removed. So do you think that plea, with it being removed, do you think that's clean, or would whatever, you know,
so they arrested
agency,
you originally,
would they be
probably
able to find that out?
Let me guess. So they arrested you probably first for, you know, possession with intent to distribute, right, on a felony charge, and then you pled guilty, and in exchange for you pleading guilty and not going to trial, they dropped it down to a misdemeanor. What was the misdemeanor charge they hit you with?
No, so they dropped it to a misdemeanor before I took the plea. So months after.
What was the misdemeanor charge?
Sorry?
What was the misdemeanor charge then?
It was the same thing. They just, like, the measurement, I think it was a 1 gram. If it's 1 gram, it's a felony. If it's under, it's a misdemeanor.
Okay, so you got hit with probably possession of a controlled substance, personal use or something.
Yes, yeah. So then I took a plea and basically pled guilty to, I think, the reckless driving or something like that, and then they said that they wiped it off my record. So I don't know if agencies can look at that record or no.
Okay, so let me go ahead and give you all the real sauce. When people say that they wiped it off your record, that's a lie. There's no such thing. When you're arrested in the United States of America, what ends up happening is you get fingerprinted and booked. When you're fingerprinted and they roll your fingerprint and they put it into the system, what ends up happening is you generate something called an FBI number, okay? And that FBI number follows you because it's tied to your fingerprint. So any arrests that you've ever had in your life will show, or if you've ever been fingerprinted, even if you've been fingerprinted for a job application, right, you're going to have an FBI number. So I have an FBI number because I got a law enforcement position, and they have to fingerprint you as a part of doing so. So what ends up happening is, excuse me, you're going to have an FBI number. So they're absolutely going to be able to look into your record and see that you got arrested for a reckless driving and the felony charge, and then they'll see that I got this dropped down to a misdemeanor. So they will be able to see it. That's number one. Number two, as far as the military goes, I don't know if that would disqualify you because it was a misdemeanor. So you never got convicted of a felony, so you should still be able to join. But that could absolutely hurt you when it comes to joining law enforcement.
Okay.
So so it depends on the agency. You know, like some agencies like will have like a no tolerance for something like that, right? Like a DEA or FBI probably won't hire you. You know what I mean? But maybe a smaller police department that needs staff, they might do it. But military, you should be good to go in there because you never got convicted of a felony. You just got convicted of a misdemeanor. So military, you should be straight.
Okay. That's great. Could I ask a second one too?
We got a bunch of people on the line, man. Make it fast.
Sure. So it's about like medical conditions. So I have basically food allergies where I can't eat certain foods. Like I'll stop breathing. And apparently my buddy said that that would affect me with the military. I don't know, would that affect me with like agencies, like Border Patrol and stuff like that?
Nah, it won't. Your food allergies, no.
Okay, cool. All right, appreciate you, man. Great show. I love you.
Take it easy, man. Appreciate that, my friend. Who's up next?
We have 9594. 9594, you're up.
9594, welcome to the show. Also, guys, we got about 4,000 of y'all watching on Rumble, and then another 1.7 of you guys watching on YouTube. Do me a favor, guys. Please like the video on YouTube. Let's get to 2,000 likes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark.
Yo, what up,
Brian? Good evening. How are you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just had a question for you. Do you think for someone who's 25 and no college, you don't want to go work for the government one day, going into the Army as a military intelligence role, I'm looking at counterintelligence in the Army. They give you federal agent credentials. You get a Leo SAR card and everything. Someone without college and without any experience besides EMS, they worked as a medic for a while. Do you think that's a good route to take?
Yeah, military experience is a fantastic alternative to college education. And then on top of that, if you really want to be a better candidate, you can use that GI Bill from the military and get your college degree.
Yeah, that was the plan. I like that military intelligence job because it gives you a top secret clearance. And you can also work on a cyber counterintelligence. But do you think for an 1811 job, for really just any three-letter agency, something like finance, accounting, computer science, cybersecurity would be the most ideal degree?
Counterintelligence is great too, bro. I mean, it's an excellent segue into the law enforcement world, especially if you want to do something like an OSI or an NCIS, like these military agencies, because a lot of them do counterintelligence as well. So it's a great segue. And then you can go ahead and apply and become one of those 1811s under the military. So if you're Army, it could be Army CID, Navy, Naval Criminal Investigation Service, NCIS, Air Force OSI, Office of Special Investigation. They all have a counterintelligence component to their agency. So it's a great segue if you want to do that.
All right. I appreciate it. Hey, that's all I had to ask. I appreciate you taking my phone call. Love the show. Hey, have a good night, man. Appreciate it.
That's my brother. Of course. That's what we're here to do, man. Help y'all out. Who's up next, man? Yo, who's giving y'all more value than us? Are you guys not entertained and educated, man? What other podcast is giving y'all this kind of value, bro? Like, seriously, helping y'all get money, entrepreneurship, get into law enforcement, answering your questions real-time live, right? They're like, bro, we got y'all, man. This is why the haters can't stop us. We add too much value, man. We add way too much value. We're not sitting in front of a rinky-dink camera talking about other creators. We're over here helping you guys create a life that you can live in. That's what we're talking about, baby. All right, who's up next?
7637. 7637. You're up. 7637.
Guys, again, the number to call into the show, number right there, 515-605-9740. It's right there on the screen, 515-605-9740. Put the last four digits of your number in the super chat, and Mo will put you to the top of the line. We've got a bunch of people on queue waiting. Go ahead, Mo.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Hit us with your question.
I'm 18. I haven't finished high school. I'm on my last year. I just have a question. You know, I'm thinking about law enforcement, military. I've never worked a job, but I've been in the gym for 2 years.
Yeah.
Should I go in the military first or law enforcement? I'm just not sure.
Take whichever one will get you in first. But to be honest with you, at 18 years old, no job experience, no law enforcement agency is going to take you. So you're better off joining the military, getting that experience, using that GI Bill that you get. Grab yourself a free education.
Okay. All right. And then I know you have a bunch of more college. I just have one more question.
Go ahead.
What do you do when you overthink a lot, like bad thoughts? Like, do you have any routine or anything?
Anytime like negative thoughts come into your mind and you start to doubt yourself, you got to tell yourself, why am I being a bitch right now? What the fuck is wrong with me?
Okay.
Right. Overthinking, my friend, is a feminine characteristic. Are you a female?
No.
There you go. So anytime you're sitting thinking, I'm not so sure of myself, blah, 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 you need to go ahead and stop and snap back into reality and realize, oh, wait, I'm not a woman. What the fuck am I doing? I'm a man. I need to make decisions. I need to be decisive. Every decision you make might not be the right decision. However, there's no such thing as L's, just lessons learned, my friend. You're 18 years old. This is where you fuck up in life. Nothing wrong with that. Stop overthinking things. You're not a woman.
Thank you, man. Hey, man. Thank you so much. I hope you can keep grinding.
No worries, my friend. One more thing I'm going to tell you before you get off the line. You're 18 years old, bro.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid to fail. You're going to fail throughout your entire life. It's not about getting hit. It's about standing up after you get hit. You understand? That's the difference between a man and a pussy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the right decisions. Thank you, man.
Well, you're going to make a bunch of wrong decisions. That's a part of learning, my friend.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, all right? All right, who's up next?
All right, we got 4178. 4178, you're up.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Myron? Hi.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for, you know, for the advice that, you know, that you've given every, you know, all of us men and women. My first question is, so I came from the military. I want to see if, do you know that if the CIA or the FBI have, tactical operators?
Okay. Tactical operators in what way?
This is like, okay. So say like, I used to do, spec ops when I was in the military and I want to see if I'm able to transition into like, either the CIA or FBI. I'm trying to determine which one I should go into. I'm in college right now. So
well, here's the
I'm
thing
like,
you got to understand. When it comes to the FBI and the CIA are completely different agencies, okay? So a lot of people kind of make this mistake, and I want to explain this so you guys understand. The FBI is a law enforcement agency, okay? They're enforcing federal law. They're out there arresting people. They have, you know, they're considered law enforcement officers, right? The CIA is an intelligence agency, okay? So the FBI is in charge of dealing with terrorism from a domestic standpoint, and thwarting it and or dealing with issues in the United States. The CIA is tasked with dealing with terrorism and national security threats outside of the United States. Okay? And the difference between an intelligence agency and a law enforcement agency is the CIA does not have arrest power. The FBI does, though. So they're two completely different agencies. And the intel world and the law enforcement world are two different worlds. Some agencies combine both, right? If you look at like FBI, OSI, NCIS, these military agencies, some of them combine intelligence with law enforcement, but they're two completely different fields. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So as far as the operator goes, from what you're talking about, the closest thing you're going to have to an operator in the FBI is something called the HRT, Hostage Rescue Team. That is their elite SWAT team, and they're the ones that are tasked with going into high-risk situations. That's the closest you're going to get to an operator in the FBI on the civilian side. On the CIA, you got a bunch of different things because they're operating in the black, and they're operating foreign. So they don't necessarily have to adhere to certain laws in the states, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, so it's kind of like what I used to do. If I'm trying to do the same thing what I did in the military, then I just go CIA, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what you used to do in the military is probably a lot closer to the CIA versus the FBI's mission. Because the simplest way that I could put it is the FBI has to operate in the light because they're a law enforcement agency and their task is to prosecute people. If you're going to prosecute people, that means that there's a discovery process. If there's a discovery process, that means that that evidence needs to be turned over to the defendant. If you're out here waterboarding niggas, guess what? You ain't going to get no prosecutions. So that's what the CIA does. You understand? That's why when 9/11 happened, it was such an issue because the FBI didn't get the information so that they could properly go through the judicial system to thwart the attack versus the CIA knew the information, but they operate in the black. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They have two different CIA – the simpler way to put it is the CIA operates in the black. The FBI has to operate in the light most of the time because they're a law enforcement agency and they work domestically. And if you want to secure prosecution, the discovery process makes it where everything needs to be disclosed.
Okay. So with it, I'm sorry if I'm like going kind of long, but for the CSI, I know you don't really like tap into that, but have you ever worked with people that was in the CIA? I'm sorry, why did I say CSI? CIA?
Not me directly. My partner did. So I had a big national security case that dealt with like Sri Lankans. And I had a co-case agent, and he basically dealt with the intel or what we call in the government the high side. He dealt with the classified information. I didn't deal with that shit because classified information is useless from a prosecutorial standpoint. So it's better off that the main case agent doesn't know that shit because you can't use it anyway. So he would go ahead and deal with that stuff. He'd go deal with the spooks and the CIA and all this other shit when I needed to know things, and I stayed away from it. But you can't use it in court. So that's why that's why I always tell people, like, this whole intel world that people think, it's not as sexy as people think it is. Cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. I hope that answered your question and clarified some things, because a lot of people make that cardinal mistake of conflating the CIA and the FBI's mission. They're two completely different agencies, two different worlds. Who's up next?
7402, you're up.
Yo. And Mo, let me know when everybody's here. Oh, everyone's here? Oh, shit. Okay, then. All right.
Hello?
We're going to wrap this thing up here in a little bit, guys. What's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead. What's your question?
A simple question. What's your thoughts on fucking coworkers?
Stay away from it. It's almost always going to lead to some issue. Stay away from it 99% of the time.
Can you name, like, maybe an example of an issue that you heard in the past?
I mean, bro, it could be as simple as, like, you hook up with a coworker and then she gets pissed off because she sees you talk to another girl. Then she goes to HR and then says that you sexually harassed her. Boom, done. You're gone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's 2023, man. Believe all women. The world has changed, dude. It could be she was the one that was being the aggressor and wanted to hook up with you and you did it, made it happen, and then she can go back to HR and then say some shit about, oh, yeah, he did this to me, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you getting called into HR and you're going to get kicked out. You're going to get fired.
Bumbaclaw. All right.
Let's see where you eat, my friend.
Bumbaclaw!
It ain't worth it.
All right, I appreciate you.
Who's up next? And especially don't do it if you work for the government. That will really get you messed up, especially if it's like a chain of command where you're banging a subordinate. That will fuck you up so fast. Who's up next?
All right, we got 6043.
6043, hit us.
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys. I love Fresh and Fit. Shout out to you guys. I got a question. I don't know if you want to answer it, but what's your thoughts on Zerka snaking Sneeko and doing that shit, calling out, telling Pusky not to come on Christian Pit?
I'm not going to comment on drama right now, man. So.
Yeah, I got you. No problem.
Yeah, that's not what this show's about.
I got you.
All right, man. Take it easy. Who's up next?
Now I'm next of Rumble Rants.
All right. Yeah,
and
we're keeping
actually,
it positive over here, man.
We actually have some non-friendly Rumble Rants.
Oh, we have some non-friendly ones?
Yeah. So.
It's fine. Can you edit them? Because I want this to stay up on YouTube for the people. Because someone might find this. I don't want to cut it to Rumble.
All right.
Yeah, just edit it. Just like, you know, get out the part. Ruben Marr, Myron, I currently work as a public health scientist and my employer is paying for my master's in health. If I concentrated in biostatistics, would that background help my chances in becoming an agent? Not really, bro, but I mean, having a higher level degree is good and you got work experience. Like I know, for example, the FBI wants you to have at least 5 years of work experience before you join them, so it could go towards that. Anybody else? But good question. Mo Easy goes, just supporting FNF, can you find a studio in Brickell for $1,500 to $2,000 a month? Chris is in the back laughing right now. Hell no, you ain't gonna find that at Brickell now. Maybe like 5 years ago, but since all these New Yorkers moved in, bro, the price of rent has gone up like 40% in Miami. You ain't gonna find that in Brickell, bro. You're gonna have to live in Opa-locka to find those kind of prices, which is the hood. Yeah, it's the hood, ain't it? King Kernels goes, you guys are making me change my life. These 304s need to learn the hard way. FNF for life. Appreciate that, King Kernels. Robert goes, can you link the sites? Which sites? Get clarification.
The sites we were like going over,
like FBI.gov,
like,
etc. Yeah, bro, you just type in like FBI.gov or FBI jobs, and it's right there. Oh, real quick, I'm gonna show y'all how to look for a job on USA Jobs. I forgot to mention this. Okay, open up a Google thing real quick. I'm gonna show y'all how to do this from the beginning. So this is what you're gonna do, guys. You're gonna go USA Jobs on Google. This is how you apply for any federal position in the government. USA Jobs. Right. Bam. Enter. And then you click that, government's official employment website. Bam, click that. And then this is the glitch here. See where it says keywords, guys? You're going to type in 1811. That is the job series for all special agents in the United States, whether it's IRS, DEA, FBI, etc. Hit search. And then bam, all the positions come in. You can see the different agencies. You got the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC. You got the National Science Foundation, Internal Revenue Service, keep going. And you can see that there's different types of things, Department of State, DSS, Bureau of Industry and Security. So all these different government agencies have 1811 criminal investigator positions, right? OSI, Supervisor Criminal Investigator. What is that? Hold on, go back. Was that? Oh, NASA. Okay, yep. Air Force, OSI. So you can see all this. And then scroll up real quick. And then if you don't want a 1811 position, you could type in 1801. Scroll up to the top again. So 1801, I think that's a federal law, general inspection. Yeah, there we go. Bam. This is more of like a uniform type gig. Okay. And then you can go ahead and go here. So if you want to be a cop or a federal officer or whatever, just look for the job series and then type that into the search. And then you can go ahead and see all the situations. Then you apply. Okay, guys. So that, my friends, is how you go ahead and look for a job on USA Jobs. Based on a job series and what you want to do, man. Who else is giving you all this kind of value on the internet, bro? Ain't nobody giving you all this sauce. Okay. Hey, Myron, I recently got my driver's license leaked by an online scammer. What measures should I take to ensure my life isn't in danger? You could get one of those services, bro, that like LifeLock or whatever that will help you with securing your stuff, but turn off all your credit cards. If you think you've been compromised, and constantly check your credit report to see if any new accounts were opened unbeknown to you. That's a really good way to monitor as well. Jack goes, hey, I have two questions about qualifications. I'm 22 and in school right now.
He was a caller.
Okay, I think he was a caller. JW goes, hello, Myron. My name is Jacob. I'm 19 getting my GED, and I was curious, do you need a degree to join CBP? Would I be able to transfer to HSI from CBP without a degree? If you have job experience and you know, with CBP, HSI might accept that instead of a college degree, but it's going to be very competitive to get into CBP without a degree. But can you do it? Absolutely. Real Romeo goes FNF. Shout out to you, my friend. And then G Botello goes, Sneeko will co-host with Girls After Hours. No, it's probably going to be Chris. It's going to co-host. The real Reggie goes, yeah. Due to the overlap, you can work both Medicaid and Medicaid will consider it fraud. Well, I mean, we don't know that yet because we don't know all the facts. TTB Podcast goes, is it possible to get into doing any cybersecurity or digital forensic within law enforcement? I don't hold a BS, just ASS, but have certification, authored a few books. Any thoughts? Thanks. Yeah, you could definitely do cybersecurity with law enforcement. Yeah, definitely. The real Reggie goes, you should have took the meeting with the Medicaid. They see a lot of cases where patients do that and try to get favors or money from you. Okay? Appreciate that, real Reggie. Anything else?
Yeah, there's a stream that someone donated $50.
Okay. Myron, I appreciate all you're doing. This is from Anthony. I'd like to share my advice for those looking for a cyber career. 4-year contract with the Navy, Air Force, look up signals intelligence jobs for those branches. I'm a contractor for a 3-letter agency making $191,000 a year, and I'm 32. Congratulations to you, my friend. And yes, being a contractor is also a good way to get your foot in. Reaper's Rival goes, hey, Myron, I'm about to finish paramedic school, yet I've always had an interest in law enforcement / SWAT medic. Have you known any paramedics or AMTs that enter the force and use EMS skills on the job? Yes. So what ends up happening is, if you have that skill set, you would be fantastic on a SWAT team. You know, they're always looking for guys that have EMT or medic type experience for SWAT teams. Once you get on the job, of course. What else here? Anything else? Trucker making six figures, don't own anything outside of a BMW, minimalist. Any financial advice heading into my 30s? Just turned 29. Love the show. Save that money. Invest in real estate. Don't buy stupid shit. If you can make do without the BMW, sell that too, bro. It's not a good time to be having cars anyway. Dave Cook goes, $10. Hey, Myron, how experienced are you with interrogation tactics? Have you had to go through rigorous training, process of training and learning about human psychology to interrogate effectively? If so, did you enjoy this part of your job or no? Yes, I'm very experienced with interrogation techniques and asking questions. Guys, when you go to FLETC, you spend a significant amount of time learning how to interview suspects. So, I did a bunch of that. And then also, just so you guys know, once you get hired, they're going to send you to a police academy, right? Every agency has different police academies. When you go to the police academy, you're going to have to train. You're going to physically, you're going to do a lot of firearm shooting. You're going to do a lot of law. You're going to do a bunch of different things to prepare you for the job. Most police academies in the United States last somewhere between 4 to 6 months, okay? And that's where you learn all the stuff. So, yeah, interrogation techniques, especially if you're training to be a special agent, are absolutely going to be a part of the course curriculum. Where are we at here? He goes, shout out to FNF crew. Question, do you think it's possible to switch from the military at 15 years to a federal agency after retirement from the military? I'll be 46 with a background in engineering, civil affairs, and logistics. You might not be able to, bro. You might be too old. You can try to get a waiver that will let you join a law enforcement agency, but I think at 46, bro, you might be too old because you won't be able to do your 20. But you can try to get a waiver. Because you have military service. Anonymous has tipped $50. Appreciate that. And 8297, I think we answered that phone call. Right, Mo? We didn't? Okay, let's get him on the line because he sent a big super chat in. And then we got it. Chris, what's the drop dead time? You want to start this thing? Start 9:30 with the nighttime show with the girls? Okay. What was that? Okay, we're going to set up. All right, so I'm going to answer a few more of these questions, guys, and we're going to close this thing in the next 5 minutes. Hey, Myron, I'm currently in the process of applying to the police department for an officer recruit position after serving in the Air Force for 4 years. I have a physical test and interview next week and hoping it all goes well. Thanks for content. There you go, bro. Hey. Oh, pro tip for all you guys. Before you go for your interview, get a good night's rest. And before you go for your polygraph, guys, this is probably one of the most important things I want to tell you guys on this podcast. When you have a polygraph scheduled, make sure you get a full night of sleep, okay? If you do not sleep, you are going to fail that polygraph test, okay? One more time for y'all. If you do not sleep, you will fail that fucking polygraph test, all right? So make sure you sleep. And if you're not well rested, come in the next day and let the polygrapher know that you didn't sleep and ask if you can do it another day, all right? Don't be a hard-headed idiot and say, oh, I'm going to take it, and then you fail or you get inconclusive, you got to come back. Yo, if you are not well rested, do not take the polygraph test. All right, guys? It will absolutely fuck up your ability to give to get a pass, because it's all based on physiological responses. That's probably one of the most important tips. What else here? Black Brawley, $5. I'm currently in the process of applying to a police department for officer recruit position after serving in the Air Force for 4 years. Oh, no, we got that one.
Read that one.
And then let's get this anonymous guy in, 8297. We're going to get you on the line.
He's on right now. 8297.
All right, I'm on?
Yeah, you're on, man.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We can hear you.
Okay, all right. Man, all I can say is, dude, you saving the world, brother. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I got a situation. Maybe you can help me with this. I'm going to give you the 5-minute version. The I work for the post office. I'm retired from the military, work for the post office, and I worked for the post office for 7 years.
Okay.
4 years at the same location. At that 4 years location, I was farmed out to 17 other different locations to get them in line with postal regulations and federal regulations.
Okay.
In that process, I decided I want to move closer to home. So I take this other job closer to home. And this young lady, the postmaster, I'm going to call it out, postmaster decides that she is not wanting any of my help in fixing her office. And she violated postal regulations, federal regulations. And I did a whistleblower complaint because she did not want any help and she was breaking laws.
Yep.
So let's fast forward a little bit further. A new girl comes to work. She comes to work and the postmaster keeps us separate for 4 months.
Okay.
And all of a sudden we get one day to work together. And in this one day, she doesn't know anything about me. I don't know anything about her. She says that I assaulted her multiple times on multiple occasions. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a federal situation. I have to go to court. I have to defend myself. They come up with witnesses to say that I called her the B word. I called her a B word. I called her the C word. And I told her to stay in her place because she was a woman, which is nothing, anything like that happened.
Okay.
The second young lady gets on the stand, says I had a hammer in my hand. She feared for her life and that she didn't know what to do. So she escaped the building. The third young lady didn't hear anything about a hammer, didn't hear anything that was said. The second young lady didn't hear anything that was said. And all three stories don't match, but yet and still I was found guilty. It's on appeal right now, but my problem is I went to the union and they did not help
me. You said you were found guilty. You were found guilty in a criminal court or were you found liable in like a internal investigation?
I was found guilty in the criminal court, in federal court, because it's post office is federal.
Who arrested you? Postal inspectors?
Postal inspectors, yes.
Okay, what did they charge you? What was the actual charge? 18 U.S.C. what?
The charge was disorderly conduct, which is
so,
open-ended thing. They didn't say in the statements, no statement said anything about hammers, no statement said about any of these comments that I told you was said, but
yeah.
On the stand, this all came out.
So you went
and
to trial.
And none of this happened. I went to trial.
So let me make sure I get this right. So it seems to me like you were a postal office regulator. You ended up having an altercation with one of the ladies that ran the post office. She went and made the accusation that you assaulted her, blah, blah, blah. Postal inspectors came in, arrested you, charged you with what the hell is the charge? It's 18 U.S.C., God damn it, when you
it's disorderly conduct. That was the charge.
Yeah, but there's a statute for it. It's a very broad one that they probably
I got you.
But either way, okay.
Right,
so
right, exactly.
You went to trial, you lost, and then how much time did you get?
I had a $500 fine.
No time?
Now, the thing is, $500 fine. Now,
it
the thing
felony,
is,
right?
I didn't do any of this.
They convicted you of
what?
A felony? It was a felony they convicted you of? Or
no,
it was a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of weight. That's a fucking lot of resources for a goddamn misdemeanor.
Yes. But it's the fact that I didn't do anything, and they wanted me to take a plea deal in the beginning and say 6 months down the road you can get this expunged. No, I didn't do anything. Why am I going to take a plea deal? But yeah, and the problem is it's much bigger than me. And all the people that I've ever worked with in the postal system that have requested my presence have all said they'll come to bat for me because they know I'm not that type of person. I don't even use language like that.
So you're not with the postal service anymore? You probably left? And this one,
No. Okay, on another part of it, because I'm a military veteran, there's what's called the MSPB. That's another trial and hearing to say, okay, did you do it, did you not do it, within the Postal Service. So I still have my job, and I'm in a non-pay status. So during this time, the whole time I'm not being paid, I have to work another job. They won't let you file for unemployment because you're still just an employee of the. So now in November, I have to go to a hearing for the same thing which is Double Jeopardy, I think, for the same thing in Washington, D.C.
No, because what they're trying to do, bro, is they got you in the criminal court. Now they're trying to get you administratively. They're trying to get rid of you. That's what's going on right now.
Right, right.
So they went the criminal route. You were found guilty of a misdemeanor. Now they're trying to get rid of you administratively, which is why they're doing that other bullshit. So, I mean,
right.
You got two ways that you could go about this. Either A, you know, just accept the fact that you're paying to leave government service, or B, you can hire one of these liability lawyers, right, that can help defend you from a situation like this. Like, for example, when I was agent, I had something called Feds, and I also had something called FLIOA. But the problem is that you're already in the legal situation. You're supposed to have them before you get in trouble. So, but, I mean, it still might be worth a consultation. I would give a call to Feds and FLIOA, see if they could do anything and explain your situation.
Right. Yeah. This is just it's frustrating for me, my family. And the thing is, they did all of this when I took a week off, because that Monday – we had a miscarriage. Me and my wife had a miscarriage. And I took a week off. I created this story during that week to get rid of me because I filed that whistleblower complaint. And
that happened. I mean, talking about bad timing and bad luck and when it rains, it pours. But objectively speaking here, it looks like they already went the criminal route. Now they're going the administrative route to get rid of you on some type of, you know, technicality or whatever. So what I would say is you have two options. Either A, find another job and leave government service altogether, or B, hire one of these liability attorneys from Feds or FLIOA. I don't know if you'll qualify for FLIOA, because that's typically for law enforcement. The Feds could potentially do something, but the problem is that I know both of these liability insurances, they typically want you in their program and retain with them before the issue arises. But, hey, man, it doesn't hurt to make a phone call and see if they can do anything for you.
Yeah, I reached out to these people, man. They all want $25,000 or more to even look at you. And already not having a job.
Talk to feds.
Feds. I will do that. Definitely.
That's who I had. With the government, I had FLIOA and I had feds. No guarantees because you're already this situation's already kind of, happened, but it's worth a call.
Well, I'm still on the appeal. So,
okay.
I'm not going to take up too much of your time, brother, but just keep doing what you're doing, man. I've only been listening to you for 3 days, and you've changed my world, man.
Thank you, man. That means a lot, bro.
Real talk.
Just remember,
you're doing God's work. You're doing God's work, man.
Yeah, just know this, bro. Not as severe as your situation, but I've went through internal investigations before, and I work for the government, bro. I know it's a terrible thing. You know, I've been brought in with internal affairs and fucking asked a bunch of questions when I didn't do anything, so I completely know where you're coming from, bro. Obviously, you know, I ended up getting cleared of everything. But it sucks, and I know exactly what you're going through, bro. So just stay strong.
I'm going to add one more piece to it now. I'm African-American, and all three of those people that made those comments were white. All those witnesses, white female. So I'm the angry black man.
Well, man, just like I said before, just have backups in case, and best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks for calling in. All right, cool. We're going to wrap this thing up, guys. Cool. I think we're caught up with all the chats and everything. Yeah? Okay. Guys, we're going to end the show there, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was a special edition where we talked about how to get into law enforcement. I answered a bunch of your questions. You guys asked some really good questions. Send this video to anyone that you know that might want to get into law enforcement or get into any type of government work. And other than that, man, hope you guys enjoyed it. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, check us out on Rumble, subscribe. And we'll be back at 9:30 and 9:45 with some girls. And we'll catch you guys here in a bit. Peace.
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure we can hear each other. Talking to your mic?
Oh, God.
I mean, this is... Talk over... I changed the setting. That's why I want you to double check. Check Myron's mic and headphones. Make sure you could at least hear me or something.
On God.
You can hear me?
On God.
Check the headphones too. Remember, it's not going to make that much of a difference because it has to work. Even more to the mixer, it's not going to make a difference from what's up. Okay, as long as I'm getting a signal and I hear everything good, all right, straight.
Remember, the computer's feeding off what is the mixer reading.
Okay.
So you could...
I'm just setting up this app hour show shit.
But yeah, as long as it's
7-8.
And what'd you say, Melissa?
Nobody cares, bro. Get out.
Thank you, Big Mo.
Huh?
Thank you.
The mic is still picking up.
I know, but I'm making sure all of the signals coming in.
I wouldn't be surprised. You don't remember.
You know when you pack a lot of girls, you forget the phrase.
Nigga, I don't think I've ever been out with this chick before.
Check your DMs.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, Charlie, we don't remember.
I know.
That's fucking weird. No, yo, can we tie in this fucking thing? It's loose. I hate that shit. We need an Allen key to do it. Yo, Chris, do you know SCP?
You want to change it?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I want to tighten the goddamn thing.
Or,
we just need an Allen key just to tighten it.
You get checked right now. On the DM. Should I grab another one from the outside?
Yeah, grab another
one. Or you want to replace the ones that are there?
Come on.
What do you think?
I'm going to take this one.
All right. All right.
Underscore.
Bro, I really be forgetting these chicks, man.
Let me